with stupid ass.
We've got better vision, we've got better ideas, and we've got better hair.
Uh-huh. Stuff you don't need to know, but you want to know.
Kristen Stewart admits that she has resting bee face.
So courageous.
Yes.
So courageous.
Finally.
Thank you, K-Stu. We finally have someone that we can relate to when we walk into work and somebody goes, dude, that RBF is sirs.
She's coming
out. Why are you mad?
Yeah.
Fix your face. We go, oh, well, you know, K-Stu has it too. At least I'm not alone.
Finally, she's come out and said it. She said she's really not introverted. She's not acting all the time, which is what it would take to look like how people expect her to behave. So meaning not having RBF, I suppose.
Yeah, K-Stu, but some people just don't have RBF. Mm-hmm. See, the key here is, like, we all have our own BF at some point, but it's the RBF that is your natural state. When you see K-Stu
right.
in the zoo, in her I guess that wouldn't be her natural habitat. Okay, you see her in the wild, you know, gorillas in the mist, K-Stu?
Yeah.
It's all RBF.
She'd also appreciate if you don't use the B word, because she says it's demeaning and literally on par with something homophobic or something racist.
Oh, all right. So I'll call it resting K-Stu face.
Uh-huh. There you go.
From now on.
K-Stu face just works.
And look, I understand you're not acting all the time, but as a professional actress, you have it better than the rest of us who have to suffer through our RBF. Because you at least have the skills to break out of that.
Right.
You know. But still, it's comforting to know. Mm-hmm. Dave Chappelle on Colbert last night talking about Trump's first 6 months.
How do you feel about the chances that he's been given? Do you still want to give him a chance, or have you given him all the chances he's going
to
get?
It's not like I wanted to give him a chance that night. In the last 6 months, I think we're all getting an education about the presidency. I don't know that I've ever heard in just popular discourse people discussing ethics this much. And I didn't even realize how ethics were necessarily supposed to work at that level of government. And he's putting all this stuff on the forefront.
Well, nobody really talks about oxygen until someone's got their hands around you.
What?
He's a polarizing dude. He's like a bad DJ at a good party.
I like that.